B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How can we help you today on this fine, lovely, cold, vicious day?
Guys, I'm having a little trouble in my love life.
An existential crisis, if we will.
Exactly. Basically, I went on a date with this guy named Murdoch.
Murdoch?
Hold on. Yeah. That's his first name?
Yeah.
So he's 85?
Oh, my God, no. He's like 26 or something.
So he's a detective from the 30s?
I think his grandpa, he was named after his grandpa or something.
Yeah. Is his color black and white?
Okay, let's move it along.
Oh, my God.
Does he talk like this? Yeah. Yeah.
But seriously, I'm really upset at him right now because we went on a date and had, like, just like a fun night. Like, we hooked up and everything was cool. And since then, he hasn't responded. And guys, I know what you're thinking. If it's a one-night stand, who cares? I just want to know because, yeah, like, have that decency and just tell me so I can move on.
No, I got it, because you want to know in case you did something that
right.
You don't want to unintentionally turn people off, especially in those situations.
Yes, exactly.
All right, makes sense. Okay, so hang on. We'll give him a call next. All right, let's get back to it. We just spoke to Laura. Laura's such a nice girl, and she dated a guy named Murdoch. And in between making 900 Murdoch jokes, she told us that they had a one-night stand, and since that day, he hasn't called her back. And so she would like another date if Murdoch is amenable, but more she wants to know if he's not into her. She wants to know if she unintentionally did something that's turning people off.
Just something that'll give her closure, you know what I mean?
So
she can go on.
I like to call it the mirror test. I love that you're doing this, so hopefully he'll answer the phone. We're going to try and call him now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Murdoch?
He sounds like a Murdoch.
Yeah.
Hi, sir. This is the Get Up Crew. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. I can explain. Just give me 20 seconds. I'll explain why we're calling you. It's all for a good reason.
What?
Okay. I'll make this quick, sir. We got your phone number from a young lady who likes you and would love to take you out on a date. We're willing to pay for that date if you agree to this. You can tell us where you want to go on the date. You can tell us when you want to go on the date, and we will pay for everything. And we're going to tell you the young lady's name, so it's not a trick.
Okay.
Okay. Are you awake?
Yeah.
Fully?
What's happening?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the lady who told us to call you, her name is Laura. She said you went out
Laura
once.
Put you up to calling me?
Yes. Okay, so let me explain. She told us that you guys went out once and that since then you haven't called her, responded to texts or anything. So if you would be willing to go on another date with her, that would be perfect. That'd be an A+. But if the answer is no, she wanted us to ask you what she did wrong because she just wants to know for future reference if she's doing things that turn people off unintentionally.
Yeah, I'm not interested. Thanks.
Okay, but
you got to at least like give her something.
Yeah,
like she needs to know what the issue is.
All right. I mean, she really wants to know for future reference what not to do.
Yes, please.
Don't stick gum in my pubic hair.
Wait a minute.
What?
What?
What do you mean?
We hooked up, and then I woke up the next morning, and there's like something sticky. I guess she was about to go down on me and was like, oh, what do I do with this gum? Why don't I stick it in his pubes?
Was it bad?
Yes.
Okay, so gum in your pubic hair. All right, well, you know what? She actually heard you because she's on the phone right now. Laura,
what'd you do?
Oh, my God. Like, we were making out. I was probably chewing a piece of gum, and we were shit-faced. Are you really going to hold this against me?
Yeah.
Obviously, no one meant to put gum in your pubic hair. Like, First of all, you could trim it down for one, so you don't have these kind of problems. It wouldn't be so difficult. And two, it's not like I did it on purpose. I didn't do that in like my sober mind. I can't believe that's why you've been dodging my calls. That's such an asshole move.
Okay, maybe if you were my girlfriend, you could give me penis grooming advice, but you're still a trick that I banged for a night.
Okay.
Wow. You know what?
I think you need to back off.
You're a piece of shit. First of all, I just like to chew gum, so I don't even know if I put that on your pubes or if it was on the bed, because if you've been rolling around all night, it's not my fault. So I wish you would take some accountability in this bullshit and stop putting it all on me.
Take some responsibility because you stuck your gum on my dick.
It does sound a little strange, doesn't
it? To himself. Okay, listen.
Oh, my God.
Murdoch, would you like another date with Laura? Laura, can you promise? Wait, hold on. Laura, can you promise not to do that again?
Not unless you deserve that.
Okay, Murdoch, sounds like a fair negotiation. Would you like to go out with her again?
No.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
If you can't trust your partner after one date, could you really trust them at all? You'll see what I'm talking about mañana. 8:10. Another funny Second Date Update on the 10s with your guest.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.